Our Time Deserves a Love Song, written by Marnie Mitchell-Lister, a SimplyScripts.com presentation read by iScript.com. Special thanks to Norm Sherman of Drabblecast.org. Faden, interior, theater, night. A man, 55, stands amidst a full, seated audience. He looks toward the dimly lit stage. Man, what inspired you to write Love Song? Stage, on a stool, guitar on his lap, sits Adam Stein, 50, his graying hair pulled into a long ponytail, complement his piercing blue eyes. He laughs quietly. Adam.
Wow, you are a fan. That song was never officially released.
His band stands patiently behind him as Adam stares toward a spotlight, contemplating his answer. Interior, back seat, Cadillac, day. Through shaggy hair, 16-year-old Adam's piercing blue eyes stare out the window as the car passes a sign, "Welcome to Cape Cod." Older Adam, voiceover,
"I was 16.
He rustles uncomfortably, mashed between the door and a mountain of clothes, personal belongings, and his guitar. He gives up and closes his eyes. The car radio crackles as someone scans the stations. Exterior, Bourne Bridge, continuous. The shiny, new Cadillac, sporting New York plates, drives onto the bridge draped with a large Spirit of 76 flag. Interior, Cadillac, continuous. As he drives, Bart Stein, 40, handsome and clean-cut, shoots an annoyed look toward Julie Stein, 25, Playboy bunny type, as she plays with the radio.
Bart, will you please just pick a station?
Julie, ooh, I love this song.
Julie turns up the volume, oblivious that she's totally annoying. She sings off-key and moves closer to Bart.
Only you cared when I needed a friend.
She mumbles a few words incoherently, then confidently blurts out the next line.
God bless you. You make me feel brand new.
Adam covers his ears. Bart quickly turns off the radio. Julie pouts. Relieved, Adam uncovers his ears.
Adam, that song makes me gag. I'd never write a sappy song like that.
Bart,
that's because you've never been in love. Someday love songs will make sense to you.
Julie kisses Bart on the cheek and snuggles in.
Some girl will come along and...
Julie secretly touches Bart's crotch. His voice cracks.
She'll awaken your soul.
Adam rolls his eyes and stares out the window. Interior, Cadillac, day. Bart turns on Falmouth Heights Road.
Are we almost there? I gotta pee.
As they near the Falmouth Harbor and Island Queen Ferry, Adam sees a man, a woman, and small boy walk excitedly toward the boat. For a brief and dreamy moment, the man looks like a younger version of Bart, who picks up his son, now a younger version of Adam, and grabs his wife's hand. As they pass, Adam looks out the back window and watches the family walk away. The boy waves. Bart pulls into the driveway of a charming Cape Cod. Adam's mother, Liza, 40, an older version of the woman he pictured moments ago, opens the front door. She's plain but pretty, hair in a haphazard ponytail and wearing paint-spattered overalls.
Bart, I forgot how beautiful it is here.
Julie gives him a sideways look. Bart doesn't notice.
Stay here, Jules.
But I gotta pee!
Bart and Adam get out of the car. Exterior, Liza's house, continuous. Liza's face lights up when she sees Adam, but quickly fades when she sees that Julie is in the car.
Liza, I can't believe you brought her.
Adam,
hi, Mom.
Flustered, Liza's focus returns to Adam. She hugs him.
Hi, baby. I'm so glad you're here.
A golden retriever with the tennis ball in his mouth pounces on Adam.
Ozzy!
Ozzy drops the ball at Adam's feet and play begins. With Adam now preoccupied, Liza glares at Bart.
Bart. What? She wanted to come. She's never been to the Cape.
Liza, not my fault she never strayed from the trailer park. I don't want her here.
Can't we get past this? It's been 2 years, for Christ's sake.
Adam coaxes Ozzy out of the yard to the sidewalk, then away from the house. He watches the scene as he walks down the street. Julie gets out of the car doing a pee-pee dance. Liza waves her arms angrily as she argues with Bart. Exterior, sidewalk. Adam takes in his surroundings. Two boys around his age approach on bikes. Adam's ripped jeans and Kiss shirt are a complete contrast to these boys' preppy attire. They glare at Adam.
Boy number one, Kiss sucks.
Boy number two,
long-haired faggot.
They laugh as they ride away. Girl, off screen,
don't sweat them retards.
A rainbow appears in a stream of water from a hose held by Mary Sullivan, teen beauty with blue eyes, red hair, freckles, in a bikini top, cut-off shorts, small gold cross around her neck, and thick New England accent.
You ever see him live?
What?
Kiss. You ever seen him live?
The water creates a mist around her. Her skin glistens.
No. You?
I wish. I never get off the Cape.
That sucks.
Yeah. You visiting?
Adam watches as Mary moves the water to another section of the garden, decorated with a large statue of Jesus.
No, I live here with my mom.
No, sir, I never seen you before.
Hey, is that your dog crapping in my yard?
Oh, shit, I'm sorry. Ozzy, no! Ozzy drags his butt across the grass. Adam is mortified. Mary laughs uncontrollably and accidentally squirts Adam with the hose, making her laugh harder. He can't help but laugh with her, but stops abruptly when he sees Bart's Cadillac pull up. The window rolls down.
Bart. There you are. Jules and I are leaving.
Mary watches as Adam approaches the car.
You should go back to the house. Your mom is pretty upset.
In the passenger seat, Julie has a noticeable pee stain around her crotch and mascara streaks down her face.
Okay, see ya, Dad.
This is for the best, son. I'll talk to you soon.
Adam steps back as the Cadillac pulls away. He watches until it disappears around the corner. Mary, off screen.
Family drama, huh?
He turns around. She's right behind him.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Come by tomorrow? Same time?
Sure, yeah. He half waves, then he and Ozzy head down the sidewalk. At the corner, he turns and watches Mary pick up the sprayer, aiming it at the dog poop. He smiles. Interior, kitchen, night. Subtle smile still on his face, Adam sits at the kitchen table staring into space. Liza watches him in fascination as she sets the food on the table. She waves a plate of food under his nose in an attempt to break his trance. It works.
Liza. Wow, where were you?
He snaps to and picks up his fork. Liza sits.
Adam. Sorry, I'm just tired. It's been a long day. I know it's a big change from city life, but you'll get used to it. Remember how much you loved visiting Nana every summer?
I was a kid, Mom.
Well, it's got to be better than living with your Playboy father and Silicone Sally.
Liza's face flushes and her hands begin to shake. With sadness, Adam watches as she stabs her food with a fork. He stands up and grabs his plate.
You mind if I eat in my room? I'm really tired.
Too consumed in her own stress to notice she's upset him, Liza nods. Adam leaves. She doesn't flinch until his bedroom door slams. A moment later, loud electric guitar music screeches from Adam's bedroom. Liza puts her head in her hands. Exterior, Mary's yard, day. Adam watches from behind a tree as Mary prunes back a beautiful rose bush. She glances up, aware that he's there, but plays it off like she doesn't see him. She pretends to prick her finger on a thorn.
Mary, ow! Oh, no, blood.
Mary falls to the ground in dramatic fashion. He and Ozzy run over to her. Ozzy gets to her first and licks her face repeatedly. She playfully fights him off.
Ugh, Ozzy, stop.
Adam,
you okay? Are you bleeding?
She sits up, wiping off dog slobber.
I'm fine. It was a joke. I saw you hiding. I wanted to see what you'd do.
Well, I came to your rescue. He helps her up.
So you did. Thanks.
Their eyes lock. They both get flushed. Mary nervously picks up the pruner and gets back to work.
You want to go for a walk?
Mary sadly looks up at a window in her house.
I can't.
Adam looks at the window, unsure of what's going on.
Family drama?
Yeah, after-school special kind of stuff.
He laughs and tries to change the subject.
So what's your favorite Kiss song?
Mary looks at Adam. There's an unspoken understanding between them. She smiles.
Detroit Rock City?
Me too.
They continue to talk, as if they're the only two people in the world. They don't notice cars drive by, kids on bikes, people walking their dogs. Interior, living room, day. The room is set up like an art studio. Liza balances the phone on her shoulder and talks while she paints.
Liza. He's not here. I don't know where he goes, Bart. He takes Ozzy and they leave the same time every day. For a couple of weeks now, I guess. No, I don't think he's doing drugs.
Exterior, Mary's yard, day. Mary and Adam sit on the grass, facing each other.
I used to do drugs. I got in some trouble. That's why I got kicked out of my school and my house.
Mary.
I got in trouble, too. That's why I can't leave my house.
Mary glances up at the window.
Ever again?
Her eyes get teary. She stands up and makes herself look busy by pulling some weeds. Adam sadly watches.
I have something for you.
She looks at him. He holds out two tickets. Kiss. Destroyer Tour. Cape Cod Coliseum. July 11th. 1976. Mary is speechless. She holds one of the tickets and stares at it.
Is there any way your mom would let you go?
No.
She looks up at Adam and smiles deviously. Interior, Adam's bedroom, night. Band posters cover the walls, clothes cover the floor. Adam, in a Kiss t-shirt and jeans, rifles through a drawer and pulls out a different Kiss shirt. He shoves it into his backpack along with a few other items. Exterior, sidewalk,
Mary's house, night. Adam stands in the shadows, trying to appear nonchalant. From the darkness, Mary appears. She quickly sneaks over. Their faces light up at the sight of each other. He looks at the Izod alligator on her shirt. "I brought you something." He holds out the Kiss shirt. She smiles, rips off her shirt, she's braless, and puts the Kiss shirt on. Adam is shocked. She tosses her shirt into the bushes. Mary, "Okay, let's go." She grabs his hand and they run down the street, laughing like kids. Exterior, sidewalk, Mary's house, late night. Hand in hand, Adam and Mary approach her house but stop before they're in eyeshot. They're both disheveled and look exhausted. She looks deep into his eyes. Mary,
"I had the best time tonight."
Adam,
"Me too. I have something to tell you, and I don't know how."
"What is it? Just say it."
"I'm leaving tomorrow. My mother is sending me away to a convent. I've known for a while, but was too scared to tell you."
Obviously not what he expected. He's heartbroken and speechless.
"I'll never forget tonight, or you."
At the same time, they reach for each other and kiss. It's a long, passionate first and last kiss. After a few moments, Mary forces herself to break away. She reaches in the bushes, grabs her Izod shirt, and quickly changes. She hands Adam the Kiss shirt.
"Keep it."
She smiles sadly as she slowly walks backwards toward her house, their eyes locked one last time.
"I love you."
She turns and disappears into the darkness. Adam stares toward a streetlight. A tear rolls down his face. Older Adam, voiceover.
"I love you too."
Interior, theater, night. Adam stares toward a spotlight. A tear rolls down his face. He strums his guitar and looks out into the audience. He's got everyone's attention. He sings.
"We didn't have much time together. My heart and soul are hers forever. My first love, I can't forget her. I wrote this for you. Because our time deserves a love song, even though it didn't last long. You said I love you, and then you were gone. Because our time deserves a love song, even though it didn't last long. You said I love you, and then you were gone."
Adam tapers off, ending the song. A moment of quiet is followed by applause. Adam waves to the audience graciously as he exits the stage, followed by his band. Announcer, off screen.
This concludes Storytellers Through Music with our special guest, Adam Stein. Thank you.
Interior, bedroom, night. The room is dimly lit by candlelight, which shines on a cross that hangs on the wall. A nun removes the cross that hangs from her neck and places it on top of her dresser. She takes off her habit, revealing her graying but still red hair. She opens a drawer and pulls out a brush that lay on top of an old Kiss t-shirt. She closes the drawer. Fade out. This completes the I script of Our Time Deserves a Love Song, written by Marnie Mitchell-Lister.